From Washington, this is VOA News. Russian President Putin orders partial troop withdrawal from Ukraine border. Fear of deadly Ebola virus rises in West Africa. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. Russian President Vladimir Putin told Germany's Chancellor Angela Merkel that he's ordered the withdrawal of some Russian troops from the border with Ukraine. A Merkel spokesman says Mr. Putin ordered a partial withdrawal of troops from the eastern border. The United States estimates Russia has 40,000 troops along that border, while Kiev says the number is closer to 100,000. The Kremlin says Mr. Putin emphasized in the phone conversation with Ms. Merkel the importance of constitutional reform in Ukraine, aimed at ensuring the legitimate interests of the residents of all Ukrainian regions. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry arrived in Israel today in a new effort to try to prevent the collapse of peace talks with the Palestinians. He plans to hold separate meetings with Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and with Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas. This is Secretary Kerry's second trip to the region in less than a week. The search goes on for that missing Malaysian airliner. A flotilla of 11 ships, including 7 from China and 10 aircraft, scoured a 254,000-square-kilometer area of the Indian Ocean Monday. Searchers reported several more objects identified as promising leads. Australia's Prime Minister Tony Abbott says the search will continue indefinitely.
I'm certainly not putting a time limit on it. We owe it to the families. We owe it to everyone who travels by air. We owe it to the governments of the countries who had citizens on that aircraft. We owe it to the wider world, which has been transfixed by this mystery for 3 weeks now.
Prime Minister Abbott says the magnitude of operations is what he calls an extraordinarily difficult exercise. A ship carrying a specialized black box locator is due to arrive in the search area on Thursday. The government of Somalia says it's captured two senior al-Shabaab commanders. One of the men is suspected of involvement in the September 2009 suicide bombing of the African Union peacekeepers' base in Mogadishu. The attack killed 21 people, 17 of them African troops, including the force's deputy commander. The other man captured is said to be a trainer of the Amniyat, an elite al-Shabaab unit tasked with suicide missions, intelligence, and assassinations. West Africans are growing more concerned as the region's first-ever Ebola outbreak spreads. Jennifer Lazuta reports from Dakar.
The Ebola outbreak that began in Guinea's southeastern forest region last month is causing widespread fear as the death toll rises and the outbreak spreads. Leaders throughout the region have said that there is no reason to panic, but people say they are becoming increasingly worried. Guinea's Ministry of Health says more than 70 people have died since the first suspected case was treated on February 9th. More than 125 people across three countries are now believed to have been affected by the highly contagious virus. West African authorities and aid organizations say they are taking all possible measures to contain the outbreak. Jennifer Lazuta for VOA News, Dakar.
Special court in Pakistan indicted former military ruler Pervez Musharraf on 5 counts of high treason Monday. Ayaz Ghul has details.
The former military chief and president Pervez Musharraf appeared before a 3-member panel of judges amid tight security and pleaded not guilty to all charges against him. Prosecution attorney Sardar Asmatullah spoke to reporters following Monday's proceedings.
He denied the charges. He stated that he doesn't plead the guilty.
During the hearing, Mr. Musharraf declared he is not a traitor and highlighted the achievements he said Pakistan made during his nearly decade-long rule. The former president reiterated that he is prepared to face trial and defend his actions that he says were approved by the Prime Minister and Cabinet at the time. Ayaz Ghul, Islamabad.
North Korea fired artillery shells into South Korean waters, apparently in reaction to military exercises by the U.S. and South Korea. Seoul responded immediately Monday by shelling North Korean waters. U.S. General Paul Kennedy says the joint exercises taking place about 360 kilometers north of Seoul have no political objectives.
This exercise was not designed to react to any political situation. It's not designed to send a message. This is something that we have to do to be able to interoperate with our allies.
Pyongyang routinely calls military drills involving South Korea and the United States a rehearsal for invasion. I'm Ray Kugel, VOA News. Details on these and other stories on our website on the internet at voanews.com.